this morning, one of the things that we're talking about is nuclear power. And I will tell you, I still recall the anxiety in the 70s over nuclear power. Everybody freaked out. I mean, understandably, you know, Three Mile Island happened up in New York. And then more recently, we saw a devastating meltdown in Japan. But blessedly, we haven't seen something like that in our area, in the United States, in a very, very long time. And Dan Stoddard is with Dominion Energy. We're going to talk to him about a new application that has been filed by Dominion Energy here in Virginia to renew the ability of Dominion to run their nuclear power plant at Surry for another 20 years. You know, originally the application was put in the 70s to give them 40 years, and they reapplied for another 20-year application. That was approved, and now it's time to come back to the table and seek approval to run for another two decades. And Dan Stoddard, who is the VP and Chief Nuclear Officer for Dominion Energy, joins us now to explain the process and the safety parameters and tell us about this. You know, it just disappeared from the headlines, which is probably a good thing for both the company and for the average person not to be worried about this. But Dan, tell me about the application process to start off.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely.
Last month, we did submit an application to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to extend the operation of our Surry Power Station for an additional 20 years. Just want to say that is very good news for Dominion Energy, for Virginia, and for the environment. Once this is approved by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the renewed license will allow us to continue to provide safe, reliable, and affordable carbon-free energy to our customers through the middle of this century. Mm-hmm. It is a very rigorous process. We submitted hundreds of pages of documents, tests, evaluations of multiple plant systems, and the NRC will spend the next 18 months going over that very thoroughly and reviewing all that information to ensure in their minds that the two units at Surry can operate safely for an additional 20 years.
Well, let me ask you about the safety record and the environmental impact of this type of energy production. Because those of us who grew up in the 70s, I mean, it was, you know, I remember being a kid and you were scared about nuclear energy. It was always the threat of a meltdown and how we would all glow in the dark and mutate and the animals would die. Has there been any trouble since Three Mile Island? I mean, help me put this in context.
Well, the safety record of the U.S. nuclear industry is almost without parallel. There have been no significant issues at any U.S. nuclear plant or any similar design plant that we have operated elsewhere. For us, for Dominion Energy, our plants have a very strong record of both safety and reliability. Mm-hmm. You know, one question that comes up is how can these facilities operate for 40, 60, and 80 years? Well, I think the proof is in how the facilities are operating now. Our plants have operated for 40-plus years already, and they have never performed better in their history. We're setting records for reliability and marrying that up with very strong safety performance.
How many customers get energy from these nuclear plants in Virginia?
It's roughly 1 million customers in in Virginia, so a very large portion. We have 2.5 million customers, and they're all supplied by electricity from all of our power plants. But if you look at the equivalent of what they produce from both Surry and North Anna, it's close to 1 million customers.
You know, I remember, no kidding, being a Boy Scout. I mean, this might have been like the late 70s, early 80s, and going to the Lake Anna facility. And we were on a tour and got to look down in the water. I mean, I know you probably nobody gets to do that now. I mean, that's the difference between the security of that period of time and today. Does that strike you as crazy that we were able to do that way back when?
Well, things certainly have changed since the 1970s. In a post-9/11 world, we always had tight security, and not just anyone, obviously, could get into one of our nuclear plants, but certainly since 9/11, we have beefed up security dramatically. Other than the many military facilities that are here in Virginia, our nuclear plants are probably the most well-defended locations anywhere in the Commonwealth.
Yeah. Is there any opposition to the relicense application?
Right now, I mean, we're seeing broad-based support for the relicensing of our nuclear facilities. You know, if you look, study after study has shown that if you're interested in carbon reduction and decarbonization, renewing the licenses for existing reactors is far and away the most cost-effective means and the most environmentally friendly means of doing that.
That's the irony of this, isn't it, is that so many people who are very concerned about the environment, the way to avoid, without us just reverting back to, you know, sitting in tents someplace, the way to avoid that is to use nuclear energy, but they're scared of that too.
People can be scared of something that they don't fully understand or that has some sort of mystery associated. But if people see when people learn how robust the design, construction, operations, testing, training is for our facilities, they become aware that it is very safe, very environmentally friendly, and really the linchpin of any strategy for reducing carbon emissions.
So we got two Virginia nuclear stations. Is it even a possibility to consider the expansion in the state of an additional nuclear facility, or you're satisfied with what you've got, and this is what we've got to work with?
Well, right now we're focused on renewing the licenses of Surrey and North Anna, which will take our existing nuclear stations well past mid-century.
Right.
We do have a license to build and operate a third reactor at North Anna, and depending upon economic conditions and things like carbon regulation, we have that kind of in our hip pocket to use.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you ever reopen the tours, let us know, and we'll be the first people in line. It's interesting to think about. Dan Stoddard, the Senior VP and Chief Nuclear Officer for Dominion Energy. Appreciate you, being candid enough to come out and talk about the application process and explain it to us. Thanks.
Great. Thanks. Glad to be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.